in the public arena because we don't take it off as a coat because it's winter and put something else on. It is who we are.
Rose Hudson-Wilkin, thank you very much.
Joan Bakewell's guest on Belief was the Reverend Rose Hudson-Wilkin. You can hear this and other programmes in the series again via the Radio 3 website. The producer in Salford was Charlotte Simpson. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Nkonton sunoro forem dane tondo nkonton sunoro mkami foye la fo konta ton sunoro mkami foye la mami fo fo kwera yinga mkami foye la mami fo volam taba yinga mkami foye la mami fo voli somble mayinga fo konta ton pan sunoro.
The sound of three continents merged into one voice. Infectious electro blues from Burkina Faso, America and Germany. The group is called Burkina Electric, the album Paspanga, and that track, La Voix du Boulgou. The project has been more than 10 years in the making. New York-based Lukasz Ligeti, son of renowned Hungarian composer György Ligeti, was invited by the Goethe Institute in the mid-90s to go to West Africa and collaborate with local musicians. Lukasz took along his mate Pyrolator, a German musician and a leading figure in the country's experimental pop scene. They met singer Mai Lengani and soulful guitarist Wende K. Blas in Burkina Faso, and the rest, as they say, is history. The album came out last week on Cantaloupe Music and is well worth a listen. I'm Lapa Kotari, and on tonight's World on Three, I've got a little bit of everything for you. Blues, deconstructed electronica, funk from behind the old Iron Curtain, and new sounds from old traditions, as with my guest on the show, Diabel Sissoko. It's also a slightly shorter programme than usual, so let's get on with the music. Here's some Afro-funk from the 1970s and Ghanaian bandleader Rob with a song called Loose Up Yourself.
Yeah, it's the time. You got to lose yourself to me. You're pushing through you. And you're making them way through you. You got? Yeah. Lose up? Yeah. Yourself? You're making them way.
We'll be right back. Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Esse aí é meu parceiro. Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Se eu precisar de uma mão ou de uma força qualquer, ele tá junto sempre firme e não dá de mané. Ele que agita o carvão, o prato dá pra colher. O fogo a carne ainda chega cheio de mulher. 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 É fiel, é 100%. É guerreiro, é bom de pilha. É irmão, pé da 90. Ele é nosso, ele é família. É fiel, é 100%. É guerreiro, é bom de pilha. É irmão, pé da 90. Ele é nosso, ele é família. É braço, é sangue, é choque, é brother. Malandro, amigo, compadre, maneiro. É braço, é sangue, é choque, é brother. Malandro, amigo, compadre, maneiro. Esse aí é meu parceiro. Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Esse aí é meu parceiro. Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Se eu precisar de uma mão ou de uma força qualquer, ele tá junto sempre firme, não dá de mané. Ele que agita o cavão, o prato dá pra colher. O fogo, a carne ainda chega cheio de mulher. Mulher. Fiel é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha. É irmão, pé da 90, ele é nosso, ele é família. É fiel, é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha. É irmão, pé da 90,
Ele é nosso, ele é família. Braço é choque, é sangue, é brother. Uou, falando um amigo com padre maneiro. Braço é sangue, é choque, é brother. Malandro, um amigo, compadre maneiro. Oh, meu parceiro.
Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
É, meu parceiro.
Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
Esse aí é meu parceiro.
Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
Oh, esse aí é meu parceiro.
Fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
É, é. A peteca cair, nunca deixa. A peteca cair, meu parceiro. Tá comigo e não abre, meu parceiro. Sangue bom, tá em casa. Gente fina. Falando amigo, maneiro, parceiro. Esse aí é meu parceiro.
Barbecue music. Seriously, this is music for the barbecue. Músicas para churrasco from São Jorge. So if you're going to be lighting up the Barbie this summer, you might want to put the album on to get you in the mood. And you never know, it may even inspire your cooking. Before that was another sound of the summer. Yugoslavia in 1978 and Ljubomir Sedlar. LJ Sedlar was a much-in-demand musician. His name appears on many of the recordings of the time. And he says that the late 70s was a great time to be a musician in Yugoslavia, as it was the only country in Eastern Europe where you could travel freely without visas and permits. And the record company, Radio Television Belgrade, was like one big family where everyone helped each other out. Sedlar names Earth, Wind and Fire as one of his main influences, something I think that comes through quite strongly in the track I played, Igraj sa njom. And it's on La Chente's latest offering, Eastern Bloc Funk Experience. Oh, and it might interest you to know that everything on that track, except the backing vocals, was done by Sedlar himself. So from 70s Eurofunk to American Blues and Heritage Blues Orchestra, a band that the mighty Taj Mahal says is one of the new and exciting faces of the blues. And no wonder. Just listen to this. A traditional song given lyrics by the band singer Chaney Sims. Sea Line Woman.
nuvens de tormenta, estrela d'alva. Nunca venta, sempre lacre breu. Nasce uma criança entre nós homens. O menino aguenta. O menino salva. O menino é. O menino sou eu. Nada vale, não, não vale nada. Se perdeu. Lágrimas não vale, caem somem. O menino nada. O menino homem. O menino eu. O menino sou eu. Sangue escuro coração, noite sobre a terra e sobre o mar. Eis, porém, que vem essa criança, eis a estrela d'alva. O menino salva as madrugadas, nada contra a força da maré. Viro para o céu e olho na cara. O menino aguenta. O menino dava. O menino sou eu. O menino é eu.
Gal Costa, one of the leading voices of Tropicália, almost deconstructed and sparse on a bed of electronica. On Recanto, her new album, all the songs were written by long-standing friend Caetano Veloso, who put every element of it together, the musicians, the producers and the songs. A labour of love, he says. It's out on RAS Records next week, and that track was O Menino. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. My guest in the studio is from one of the great griot lineages of Senegal, Diabel Sissoko. He's here in the studio with his band, and they're going to start with a song called Kanabori Siama. ¶¶
ali vande ali masale mundo boyo ali dafo jamano ye masale mundo si ya honda bada mo khani borizi ya si yo jamano mo khani borizi ya Jamano nana kodima akiyo ni bada dia bada kodima Jamano benada dunia ni kemaba tiyo de jamano
A beautifully relaxed groove there. Diabel, a very warm welcome. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much.
That song, Kanabori Siyama, is also the title song of the new album you've got out.
Yes.
Right? It has a very strong meaning.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, the album name is Kanabori Siyama. That's in my language in Mandinka. That means don't run from your ethnicity. I born in this place and grew up this place. It's like a lot of different ethnic city. So you see a lot of story and a lot of problems about the ethnicity
yeah.
things. So it's like some people don't want to show themselves what ethnic they come from because they don't want to be hurt or they don't want to be sad because they like something but they're hiding.
Yeah,
to be judged. I'm this. So. Yeah. That's what I was just...
Well, the song, I mean, this is a very powerful message, but the song has a very relaxed groove in it, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I'd like to talk about the album a bit more later, but perhaps we can talk first about you, about your own roots and your own identity. Mm-hmm. You come from an extraordinary line of griots.
It is, yes.
The Sissoko line.
Sissoko, yeah.
Something like 100 generations?
It is. 100 to 200 generation.
Tell me what it means to you to be a griot. Are there responsibilities for being a griot?
It's a responsibility to be griot for me because griot is a very important like a role in the society, you know. So whatever happens, good news, bad news, they used to give it to the griot to announce it and then to send him away to go and do it like a messenger. You know, so for me, we're doing the same role at the moment on this world, just to send a message and then to bring a peace on this world.
So it's for you, it's still about using music.
Yes.
To tell your history.
Yes.
To tell your story, tell your news.
Yes, to tell my news and then to tell some other people news as well.
Yeah.
Because the past griot, you know, all the story used to happen before. So before it wasn't book. So it's like griot is the book to remember for anything was in the past. And so it's like whatever you forgot, this is, when the griot came, they asked him 100 years ago what happened. And then he tell them what this happened, this happened before your dad, that's what happened.
So what does it mean in this modern world, you know, when so many of you, I mean, you travel, you're using your music in a different way, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Is the nature of being a griot changing for you?
Myself, no, because I don't see me changing, to be honest. But everywhere you go, you have a different experience, meet different, like, generation and change cultures, but I don't see changing my culture or changing my, you know, music, you know.
This next song we're going to hear is called Karanbaya, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's in two languages.
Two languages.
In Wolof and Bambara.
Bambara, yeah.
Is that usual for you to be singing in different languages?
Like like I say, I born in Senegal, so you have a lot of, like, have a Sere, Wolof, Bambara. So my parents, my dad from Mali, so my mom, Senegal. So we speak Bambara in Mali, Mandenka in Senegal. So, and Dakar, that's the national language for Wolof. So I'm singing Wolof and then singing in Bambara. Who don't understand Bambara? And then understand? Who don't understand Wolof? Am I going to understand the song?
So in a sense, you're embracing your own ethnicity?
Yes. Because, like I say, I'm just trying to hold everything, my whole ethnicity. And then I wanted to advise some people as well to hold their ethnicity because it's their ethnicity.
Wonderful. Well, here's Karanbaya.
Thank you.
Wait, defal. Boy, George, boy, amal, yala, boy, yo. Boy, defal, boy, George, boy, amal, yala, boy, yo. Ni beku ke la moe. Ake alaya ni be kuke la moe ake alaya boy defal boy johel johel boy amal yala Yon 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 yon
Karambaya from multi-instrumentalist Diaba Sosoko and his band. And they'll be back for a second session in the studio in about 20 minutes' time. Also, still to come, some Polish metal reggae and a voice that could be described as an African operatic Rick Astley. Now, earlier, I played a track from a band that blues legend Taj Mahal is fired up about. Well, here's a song from a South African singer-songwriter whose album, Say Africa, has just been produced by Taj Mahal. Vusi Mahlasela was one of the voices behind the anti-apartheid movement. His songs became anthems of freedom and empowerment. This album is a great coming together of two people, Taj Mahal and Vusi, for whom the blues are about smiles and optimism. So be prepared to feel happy. I'm going to play two songs from the album. Here's the first of them. Waza.
Woza, woza, uzukula nati. This is Arguments must wait in line. Newspaper spread already read, thanks to the lover who never refolds. Cups in the sink, nothing to drink. Bread in the cupboard, 1 week too old. Last clean pair of trousers hang over a chair. Socks in the dryer with underwear. But anyway, head out the door, drop by the store for a dear old grandmother's best recipe. A date at 2:10, chat with a friend, plan out the love songs and where they should be. Just before dark, when the sky has that lazy, hazy blue hue. Taxis beat by, quarter past five. She's out of school now, on my way home. Stopped by the bonus pickup. Her favorites, nothing special, just because home's a lovely place to be. And maybe she's there waiting for.
Smoky and soulful, another voice with a smile. Crystal Warren and Tuesday Morning from her album Love Songs, A Time You May Embrace, that just came out on her own label, Parlador Music. She's going to be touring with Rufus Wainwright this year and also fitting in a few solo gigs along the way. She'll be at Dingwalls in London on the 22nd of May and at the Brighton Festival on the 24th. I saw her at the Brighton Dome when she was part of the Floating Palace tour put together by Robin Hitchcock. And it was as if the audience had forgotten to breathe. Her voice was so enthralling. Of the three songs I'm going to play now, two are a bit of a trip down memory lane. And the last one is another song from Vusi Mahlasela's album, Say Africa, on which Taj Mahal also joins in. Los Tres Reyes, the Three Kings, not part of the Nativity story, but the Mexican group known as the Last of the Great Trios. They epitomised the sound of romance in the pan-Latin community of the 1940s to 60s, before rock and roll took its hold on the world's listening public. Have a listen to this, Jacarandosa, Joyful.
Thank you. mujer se llama María, mi mujer tenía un dolor y me dijo chino chinito, llévame a ver al doctor. Mi mujer se llama María, mi mujer tenía un dolor y me dijo chino chinito, llévame a ver al doctor.
Enseguida fui corriendo a ver a un especialista
para que a mi mujer la curara toda prisa. Ella entró en el consultorio y yo afuera me quedé.
La una, las dos, las tres.
Y mi mujer no salía.
Entonces pensé que algo grave pasaría.
Y cuando llamé al doctor a preguntarle del caso, me dijo así: no se asuste, mi compay, que no es muy grave la cosa. Tu mujer está acarandosa.
Y mira cómo baila,
acarandosa.
Y mira cómo goza,
acarandosa.
Y mira cómo canta,
acarandosa.
I'm going back home to my baby, I'm going back to New Orleans. Wanna see Nan Nan, my pa Ran, Poussin, and my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras.
I've been to Cuba, South American way. I've been to Europe, Mexico, it's okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my thrill below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T-9-E, never, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo Philly, cause New Orleans is my home. To the land of the beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some love and that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
Woman. beautiful woman. I can't believe that you love me. I can't believe I'm loved by you. Oh, strong woman.
Vusi Makhlasala joined by Taj Mahal on In Any Way from Vusi's album Say Africa out on Ras Records, an album that captures his hope for the future of Africa. Before that was a track from a Rounder Records compilation called Meet Me at the Mardi Gras, a collection of songs drenched in the spirit and fun of New Orleans during the annual Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday celebrations. I played Going Back to New Orleans from Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers, one of the legendary bands of the 40s and 50s, regularly featuring on the Billboard charts of the time. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest in the studio is the utterly delightful Diabel Sissoko, who's here with his band, launching his new album, Kanabori Siama. They've got a lot of gigs lined up for this month and in May, so do check out online for dates of their gigs and where they're going to be. In the first session, he played Ongoni and guitar, but here he is now on Kora with a song called Lambe. Thank you. Another beautiful song from Diabel. Quite an up-tempo number there. Lambe. Mm-hmm. It means?
Lambe means thrust. In my language, you say lambe is like kalamogola, like thrust someone. So that's the song about thrust.
Diabel, the band you've got here in the studio today, tell me how you met them. I mean, they don't all live in the UK, do they? Yeah, in fact, do any of them?
I'm going to start with Pap Omar because he's my friend from Senegal before here. And we used to play.
And Pap is on the calabash percussion.
Yes, he's on the calabash percussion. And I know him for a long time of Senegal, so we all grew up the same place. And then we all do the music as well. So they always support me, you know, from Senegal to here. So the
family.
Yeah, family, you know.
And then you've got Hassan Ba on bass.
Hassan is my friend as well from Senegal. We work together to same studio. Sometimes I come to the one recording, I hear bass. I say, who play bass? They say Hassan. So I have to play bass there, the same song. It's like that, you know.
And then we have two guitars.
Yes.
Antoine Valli?
Yeah, Antoine Valli from France, my friend, my brother, you know. Yeah, I meet Antoine in the UK, you know. So he was just like a friend.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
One of your new friends here. Yeah,
you know.
And the last one of the group is Hassan Agadir. No points for knowing where Hassan is from. Obviously from Morocco.
Yes, Hassan is from Morocco. My big brother, my friend, you know. Yeah. So he's from Morocco. I meet him as well here because I play with a gig with him. So, and then, to be honest, I like what he's doing. So I say, you know, I have project, I have stuff, you know. We can work together.
So this is a group put together from old and new friends and acquaintances. Is this the group you're going to be touring with? You've got quite a few gigs coming up.
Yeah. This is the same group I'm going to touring with. And this album, so I have been here, recording here, have been in Senegal. So it's like a member of my family is a friend over there as well. So we're going to start with this anyway. But I'm sure, inshallah, and we make it bigger. And then my sister's brother as well, they're all part of this band.
A lot of your songs have a sort of underlying, I'd say, a sort of spiritualism to it, a sort of religion to
yes.
it. Is that something that's very strong in you? This
Yeah, it's very strong for me because I am a Muslim, you know. So I'm born to be Muslim as well. So it's like I grew up in this place. So it's like we have a lot of respect on these religious people who used to make Senegal to be Senegal today, you know. So all of my songs, some of them are say their names and then blessed for them.
The great messengers.
Yeah.
In fact, this last song you're going to perform for us, Samfal,
yes.
is exactly that, isn't it? It's an honour of of Lamfal.
Lamfal.
Yeah, the Sufis of West Africa.
Thank you. So that's the one, because Lamfal is the man who saw Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba, who is the founder of the Muridism. So that's why I'm saying, Budulon Mam Serafal, Bamba Ler Bid Nibe. So if he wasn't that guy, that man, we're not going to know who is Ahmadu Bamba. So he hold the guy and then bring everybody to him to say, this is the guy you all have to follow to let you know more about God and learn more about world and, you know.
Diabel, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you very much. Me too. Thank you.
Samphal, a lovely slow blues number turning into an uplifting song of praise from Diabel Sissoko and his band. And so moving from Senegal to New Zealand, here are the Black Seeds and Pippi Pip from their album Dust and Dirt, due out on the 16th of this month.
It's been hard for you and isn't over yet. Have faith. Keep on being a man, 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 keep on being a man Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man.
Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man. Keep on being my own man.
We'll be right back.
much more effort to make an atom aisle for. Could it be that the reference point is hidden somewhere outside of your coordinate system? Time to time showing up between the lines and the notes and the letters and the half tone notes.
Three variations on Roots music there. The Black Seeds with their blend of reggae soul, followed by London-born Nigerian opera singer and composer Juwon Ogungbe and Keep On Being My Own Man from his album Life Force Music. There is something of the Rick Astley about him, no? I'm finding what you could call dub metal from Polish band Paprika Corps and a song called Navigator, one of the tracks on a compilation called Roots from Poland. And if you want to hear more from New Zealanders, the Black Seeds, they're going to be playing at the Electric Ballroom in London on the 19th of this month and the Liquid Rooms in Edinburgh the following day on the 20th. Loga Ramin-Torkian is the man behind Iranian vocalist Azam Ali and the global trance group Niaz. He was just a teenager when he left Tehran after the Iranian Revolution and moved to the US. He says that it's that transition from his homeland to America that has formed his musical expression, his own blend of classical Persian repertoire with the contemporary. Now based in Montreal in Canada, Loga has brought out his first solo album, Mehrab, Shrine, a coming together of his ideas and influences out on 6 Degrees. He said he wanted to create an almost visual experience with his music, and on listening to the album, I think he has. This is Your Bewitching Eyes and features the outstanding voice of Khosrow Ansari, considered one of the best singers of the Rajif, Persian classical music and poetry.
Can I call you? پیش رویش زاتش دل سوختم پروانه با پیش رویش زاتش دل سوختم پروانه با زن کشم ای چون روخش در مجلس اصحاب نیست زن کشم ای چون روخش در مجلس اصحاب نیست خاک ره بر من شرف دارد اگر مست و خراب خاک ره بر من شرف دارد اگر مست و خراب بر در میخانه خفتم بر در میخانه خفتم خوشتر گفتمش کاخر دل گم گشتم را بازده گفتمش کاخر دل گم گشتم را بازده گفتمش کاخر دل گم گشتم را بازده گفت باری بدان صورت که وصفش خوانده روزه رزوان بدان صورت که وصفش خوانده چون به من بنگری جز منزل احباب نیست چون به من بنگری جز منزل احباب نیست روزه رزوان بدان صورت که وصفش خوانده چون به من بنگری جز منزل احباب نیست
Sometimes I feel like we'll some people.
Risam Firiri from the Mountain Music Project, a coming together of Nepali folk songs from the Himalayas and the music traditions of the Appalachians, a seamless joining of two mountain cultures. It's a lovely story, well worth delving into, involving the participation of numerous artists, from Grammy Award-winning bluegrass player Tim O'Brien to modern-day queen of the banjo Abigail Washburn, and in this case, the Gandharva family, the singing messengers of the rural Himalayas, who go from village to village, delivering the latest news and happenings in the form of song. The album is out on the Mountain Music Project's own label, and if you go to their website, you can see some lovely footage and find out more about the work they do. Well, that leaves me with just one final song to play tonight. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be presenting World on Three, and her guests in the studio will be Canadian urban roots group Poor Girl. So, from the mountains of the Himalayas to the islands of Hawaii, I'm going to play us out tonight with a song that was part of the soundtrack of George Clooney's latest film, The Descendants, that won him a Golden Globe for Best Actor. Sol Huapi was born in 1902 and died at the age of 51 in 1953. He's seen by many as the finest lap steel guitar virtuoso and one of the great players of the Hawaiian steel guitar. This is Ka Mele Oku Pu'uai, recorded, I believe, around 1950. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3's selection of music from all over Europe to keep you company through the night. A Schumann string quartet and some Brahms piano pieces feature in the second hour today, but for this first hour and a quarter, sacred music by a 16th century Italian. Costanzo Porta was born in Cremona in 1528 or 29. He was educated by the Franciscans and he later joined their ranks. Musically, his studies were with Adrian Villart, the Flemish director of music at St. Mark's, Venice, and he followed in his footsteps, serving in Padua and Ravenna. Well, today we'll hear Porta's setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, the text associated with Tenebrae on the eve of Easter Day. Not all of his music for it has survived, so in between the singing of the group Modulata Carmina, the missing verses are read by Maurizio Salvalaglio.
Come sta solitaria la città un tempo ricca di popolo. Nessuno la consola. Tutti i suoi amici l'hanno tradita. Nessuno si reca più alle sue feste. Le sue strade sono in lutto. I suoi sacerdoti sospirano. Le sue vergini sono afflitte. I suoi avversari sono suoi padroni. I suoi nemici prosperano. I suoi bambini sono andati in esilio. I suoi capi camminano senza forze davanti agli inseguitori. Dalla figlia di Sion è scomparso ogni splendore.
Thank you.
Gerusalemme ricorda i giorni della sua miseria e del suo vagare, quando il suo popolo cadeva per mano del nemico e nessuno le porgeva aiuto. I suoi nemici la guardavano e ridevano della sua rovina. Quanti la onoravano, ora la disprezzano, perché hanno visto la sua nudità. Gerusalemme ha peccato gravemente ed è divenuta un abominio. La sua sozzura è nei lembi della sua veste. Non pensava certo alla sua fine, è caduta in modo inatteso e nessuno la consola. Signore, guarda la mia miseria, guarda la mia miseria, perché il nemico trionfa. L'avversario ha steso la mano su tutte le sue cose più preziose, ha visto penetrare i pagani nel suo santuario, quando tu, Signore, avevi loro proibito di entrare. Il popolo sospira in cerca di pane, dona gli oggetti più preziosi in cambio di cibo. Osserva, Signore, e considera come sono disprezzata.
The city of Jerusalem, personified as a widow who has fallen from grace and is now scorned and despised by her adversaries. Maurizio Salvalaglio is the narrator, reading verses from the Lamentations of Jeremiah to bridge the gaps in what survives of Costanzo Porta's musical setting, sung by the group Modulata Carmina. The widow's lament continues now from where we've just left off, before chapter 2 of Lamentations goes into more detail about the origins of Zion's sorrows. The Lord hath swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof.
Voi, tutti, che passate per via, considerate, osservate, se c'è un dolore simile al mio dolore, al dolore che ora mi tormenta, il dolore con cui il Signore mi ha afflitta. Dall'alto egli ha scagliato un fuoco, nelle mie ossa lo ha fatto penetrare, ha teso una rete ai miei piedi, mi ha reso desolata, affranta.
Si è aggravato il gioco delle mie colpe e queste sono cresciute fin sul mio collo e hanno fiaccato la mia forza. Non posso più alzarmi. Il Signore in mezzo a me ha ripudiato tutti i miei prodi, ha chiamato a raccolta contro di me per fiaccare i miei giovani. Il Signore ha pigiato nel torchio la vergine figlia di Giuda. Per questo piango. Dal mio occhio scorrono lacrime, perché lontano da me chi mi consola? Chi mai potrebbe ridarmi la vita se i miei figli sono desolati? Chi mai potrebbe ridarmi la vita se il nemico ha prevalso? Gerusalemme protende le mani e nessuno la consola. Contro Giacobbe il Signore ha mandato da tutte le parti i suoi nemici. Gerusalemme è divenuta per loro un abominio. Giusto è il Signore, poiché mi sono ribellata alla sua parola. Ascoltate, vi prego, popoli tutti, e osservate il mio dolore. Le mie vergini e i miei giovani sono andati in schiavitù. Ho chiamato i miei amanti, ma mi hanno tradita. Ho chiamato i miei sacerdoti, i miei anziani sono spirati in città mentre cercavano cibo per sostenersi in vita. Signore, guarda, guarda quanto sono in angoscia. Le mie viscere si agitano. Dentro di me è sconvolto il mio cuore, poiché sono stata veramente ribelle. Di fuori la spada mi priva dei figli, dentro vi regna la morte e nessuno mi consola. Tutti i miei nemici hanno saputo della mia sventura, hanno gioito perché tu l'hai fatto. E allora manda anche a loro il giorno che hai decretato, ed essi siano così simili a me. Giunga davanti a te tutta la loro malvagità, trattali come hai trattato me per tutti i miei peccati. Oh Signore, tu hai distrutto senza pietà tutti i pascoli di Giacobbe, hai abbattuto nella tua ira le fortezze della figlia di Giuda, hai prostrato a terra, hai profanato il tuo regno e i tuoi capi. Con ira ardente il Signore ha infranto tutta la potenza di Israele. Ha teso il suo arco come un nemico, ha tenuto ferma la destra come un avversario, ha ucciso quanto è delizia dell'occhio. Il Signore è divenuto come un nemico, ha distrutto Israele, ha demolito tutti i suoi palazzi, ha abbattuto le sue fortezze, ha moltiplicato alla figlia di Giuda lamento e cordoglio. Ha devastato come un giardino la sua dimora, ha distrutto il luogo della riunione. Il Signore ha fatto dimenticare in Sion la festa e il sabato, ha rigettato nel furore della sua ira re e sacerdoti. Il Signore ha rigettato il suo altare, ha aborrito il suo santuario, ha consegnato le mura dei suoi palazzi in mano ai nemici, quei nemici che alzarono grida nel suo tempio, come in un giorno di festa. Ritrarrà la mano dalla distruzione. Sono affondate nella terra le sue porte, ne ha spezzato le sbarre. Il suo re e i suoi capi sono tra le genti, non c'è più legge. E neppure i suoi profeti hanno ricevuto visioni dal Signore.
Thank you.
Siedono a terra in silenzio. Gli anziani della figlia di Sion curvano a terra il capo. Le vergini di Gerusalemme si sono consunti per le lacrime ai miei occhi. Le mie viscere sono sconvolte. Mentre non corrono